Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. So grateful to have you here. So happy to be here with you. I'm Sean, your host and your guide to getting unstuck. No matter what area of your life or areas of your life that you're feeling a little stuck, we all have them. No big deal. But we got to get you unstuck. And that's what we do here. Now, today, I'm specifically talking to entrepreneurs, whether you are currently an entrepreneur, whether you want to be someday, whether you're not at all, but hey, just maybe a little curious. And like I mentioned in the last episode, while this is part of an Unstuck Entrepreneur series I'll be doing on this podcast, and this is the first episode of that series, it is really honestly not just for entrepreneurs. It's guided towards that, but you will quickly find out that what you learn in these episodes applies to so many other aspects of life. Maybe your career, your family, your body, wherever you're feeling unstuck. So yes, we are applying this to business, but which you probably already know if you've listened to Unstuck, these principles that I teach are universal. So there's no question in my mind that even if you're not an entrepreneur and have no desire to ever have your own business, you're still going to gain so, so much out of these episodes if you're open-minded and, of course, if you listen. So that's what we're going to do today. And just a reminder quickly before we get into this idea of playing small and why you're still doing it, and what that means for you as an entrepreneur. Before we get into that, just a quick reminder that I'm right now in the thick of the Unstuck Entrepreneur coaching program, an online course that I offer for wellness entrepreneurs, right in the middle of this founding member group and really making it the most impactful, most amazing program for wellness entrepreneurs. And once this founding member group is done, I'm going to be formulating the next group. And I'd love to have you. And I'm just going to say it. Trust me, you would love to be in this group. These women are amazing. We're doing big things. We're getting out of our own way. We're creating impact and income and dream businesses. And you're going to want to be there. Especially if 2021 is your year. So if you're ready to take it to the next level, as soon as January 2021 rolls around, I definitely highly encourage you to at least go to my website and learn more about what we're doing over there. And if you're interested, get on the wait list. So you can do that at seanminer.com/unstuckbiz. SeanMiner.com/unstuckbiz. Go read about it. Go see what we're up to. If it calls to you, get on the wait list so that at least you know when this new group is being formed, because it's going to come up very shortly before we all even know it. And if you want to be a part of it, you don't want to miss it. And this last group filled so quickly. There were so many people that were like, I didn't even know what was going on. And it just happened so quickly that if you're not on that wait list, then there's a good chance you won't even know before it's all been filled up. So let's first chat a little bit about what it means to be an unstuck entrepreneur. An unstuck entrepreneur understands the mindset, the energetic shifts, the spirituality, all of that behind the workings of a successful business. So they understand that it's not just about gaining followers and setting up an email list and pricing your services correctly. Not to say that any of that isn't important, because it is, but it's not just about that. It's also about getting out of your own way by understanding your limiting beliefs, by working through your fears and your stories and seeing what's really underneath your inability thus far to create the success of your dreams, to make the impact of your dreams, to have the business of your dreams. And the unstuck entrepreneur also realizes the impact their energy has on their success, their business, who they attract into their business, who their clients are. They understand that energy, not like how much energy you have to get through the day, although that's part of it too, but that vibrational energy that we talk about here on the Unstuck podcast, how your emotions that you bring into your business are then creating the vibrational energy of your business and then really becoming the basis for the type of business you have, for the level of success you bring into your business, for the people you attract into your business, whether they be clients or employees or whatever it may be. So the unstuck entrepreneur also understands the importance of their vibrational energy to their business and what they can do to get into alignment with that. And there's also that spirituality kind of situation that I love to talk about here on Unstuck that also applies to entrepreneurship as well, which is tapping into your intuition. Again, we just had a whole episode about that last week. Go back and listen to that if you are an entrepreneur, because so it's just so important. Using those energetic shifts, using the law of attraction and the other universal laws to bring things into your business, and just really knowing that it's not just you doing this, that you have support and guidance from something other than you, a non-physical entity. We'll call it that, whether it's God, spirit, source, universe, love, whatever you want to call it, and using that power within your business to truly tap into your potential. And the unstuck entrepreneur takes all of that and then applies those strategies, those processes, those procedures, those things that happen. Because yes, there are strategies to business. There are things that are required to be done to create a successful business. But you can apply it from this completely different place where it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel stressful. It doesn't feel overwhelming because you've done that other work first. And you're constantly doing that other work. And then you're applying that work to the strategy of business. So that is the Unstuck Entrepreneur. And that is what we do in Unstuck Entrepreneur, the course, the program. So that's the first thing I want to get out of the way, is just really truly understanding what I mean when I say what we're going to talk about in this series on Unstuck and really speaking to the entrepreneur. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're doing. This is our inspiration and our goals, and we're going to go from there. All right. Today's theme is about playing small and uncovering why you're still playing small in your business or in your side hustle or in your passion project or in your career if you're not someone that's an entrepreneur. But we're going to talk specifically to the business owners, either currently or in the future today. I want to start with a quote. It's a long one, but oh my gosh, so good. Ready? Our deepest fear is not that we are weak. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? But actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's by Marianne Williamson in her book, A Return to Love, which I highly recommend. Let me read that last part again. Your playing small does not serve the world. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I wanted to reread that part, and I really want that to sink in, especially if you are someone in this wellness space or in really any other space as an entrepreneur where your role is in helping others. As wellness entrepreneurs, our role is in helping others heal physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, all whatever it is. Our role is helping others heal and be well. And that is a very important, very powerful purpose that you have been planted on the earth to do right now. And your playing small does not serve that purpose. Your playing small and not putting yourself out there, not putting your education, your knowledge, your skills, your heart, whatever it is out there, means that others aren't getting the help they need. And it's not serving your purpose. It's not making that commitment to help others. So as soon as you can be liberated from your own fear, we're going to go into that more, automatically, just by you being liberated from that fear, by putting yourself out there, by not playing small anymore, your presence automatically liberates others. So your presence automatically starts helping others. That is powerful, my friends. That is powerful, powerful stuff. And this is just one of the many reasons why I became really passionate and really dedicated to helping fellow entrepreneurs, because I'm in this space. I've been in this space for over 7 years. I've had many connections with fellow wellness professionals, fellow wellness entrepreneurs, and to see them playing small when they have such a desire and such a passion and some really amazing experience to help other people, but they are getting in their way to the point where they're not helping anybody when they really actually do have this passion. Oh man, we've got to stop that. We've got to get out of our own way. There's a serious need in this world today for what we can do for the health and well-being of others. We've got to start making our impact. Here I am on my tangent already. As you can see, super passionate about this. And this is why I started creating this series on Unstuck, to where I'm speaking to entrepreneurs. It's why I'm dedicating all my heart to this group of unstuck entrepreneurs, of wellness professionals who are ready to get out of their own way, because I feel it so deeply in my soul that we need this. All right, so playing small. Yeah, a lot of us are doing it. A lot of entrepreneurs are doing it. Yes, very much in the health and wellness space, but in a lot of other spaces as well. And it's really because we have a passion for something else, a service, a product. We have something else that we are passionate about. In the case of wellness entrepreneurs, we have this passion for helping others, for health, for healing, for food, for a fitness, whatever it is. We have this passion. But what we don't have a passion for is entrepreneurship, or we don't have the knowledge or the skill set or the ability, so to speak, you know, in our heads to be an entrepreneur. It feels foreign, it feels confusing, it feels overwhelming and stressful. It's scary. It's scary to have a business in order to fulfill our passion. And yet, the ability to really fulfill our passion comes in running our own business. So it's like this cycle. But what it does is, because that business piece seems so scary and so foreign, and it's not really our skill set or our wheelhouse, we don't do it. We stay playing small. We let that fear take over our actual passion, of helping others, of getting into the wellness space, of making an impact in the healing and health of others and of our planet and of our society. We let that get in the way. So what do I mean by playing small? Or I guess, what does playing small look like to the entrepreneur? First of all, it's not living up to your potential. You know, y'all know, if you are playing small, you know exactly that you are not living up to your potential. You know there's more in you. You know you're hiding a little bit. You're frozen a little bit. You're staying in your comfort zone a little bit. You can feel that. So when I say playing small and you can see it as being you not living up to your potential, well, then that right there is a really easy decipherer if this is you or not. Same thing with not realizing your dreams. You may be getting out there, doing some work, having some clients, making some money in your business, but it's not your dream business. It's not providing whatever you want your business to provide, whether it's freedom, financial freedom or time freedom, all the freedoms. Or maybe it's security, or maybe it is peace, maybe it's fun. You know, there's so many different things that we want to come from our business. And if you're not feeling those things, well, then it's not your dream business. And if it's not your dream business, well, then that means you're playing small, because that means there's more out there for you. There's more that you desire that you're not actively going after. It also means not following your passions and purpose for this lifetime. You have a passion, you have a purpose here, we all do. And if you're not allowing yourself to express that, that means you're playing small. That means you're not living up to what you're truly meant to do here. And if we're not led by passion and by purpose, it's not gonna feel all that great. You're going to be feeling like a piece of your puzzle is missing, a little bit empty almost, like there's more to explore, there's more out there. And that's a sign of playing small. It could also look like not working to grow, not always be on the path of growth or to evolve or to expand. We should always be growing. We should always be expanding. We should always be learning new things. We should always be trying new things. Again, that's the purpose of being here. The universe is in a constant state of expansion. We are a piece of the universe. We also need to be in a constant state of expansion. If you are not expanding, you are playing small. You are stuck. And lastly, it could also look like not becoming a better version of yourself each and every day, not committing to that. Again, we are in a constant state of expansion, and we also are in a constant state of bettering ourselves, of really, truly becoming the highest version of ourselves. Again, that's part of our purpose here. And so if you're not doing that, it may be that you are playing small, which then looks like or feels like in you, feels like you're settling. I mean, really, if we just really need to cut to the chase here, let's say this. If you are playing small, it means you're settling. That's all there is to it. But then that also comes across as you ignoring that inner voice that you have. We just talked about in the last episode, episode 64, really working your intuition. If you are not using your intuition to guide yourself towards your dream business, if you're not using your intuition to make decisions in your business, you are missing your magical superpower to create the business of your dreams. We've really got to start tapping in and using the power of our intuition within our business. And that's one, it's an entire portion of the Unstuck Entrepreneur course, is really starting to build and utilize that within our business. Got to do it. If you need help with that, we will do it together in Unstuck Entrepreneur. I promise you that. Also, it looks like going through the motions. We've talked about autopilot mode in the past. I have an entire 7-day challenge on getting out of autopilot mode. If you haven't done that yet, make sure to head over to seanminer.com/autopilot-challenge for your 7-day free challenge to get you out of autopilot mode. This works for people who are or are not business owners. It doesn't matter. But if you are a business owner and you find yourself in autopilot mode, just kind of going through the motions of your business without that piece of expansion and growth and constantly becoming a higher version of yourself, you got to get out of autopilot. And then it also looks like staying in your comfort zone. Well, duh. If you are playing small, it's because you're comfortable there. That's where it's comfortable, it's cozy, it's safe, you don't have to worry about anything, you're not putting yourself out there, so that means you're not taking any risks. It's great. Except it's not great. Except it feels awful, it feels like you're playing small, it feels like you're stuck, it feels like you are missing out on an opportunity, it feels like you're not living up to your potential, it feels like your dream life is never going to happen, it's just always going to be a dream. Not good. We don't want to feel like that. So perhaps getting out of your comfort zone would actually be worth it. Because wouldn't it feel good to be expanding and evolving and growing and making an impact and making money and living that dream life? So yeah, it might be scary, but I can almost guarantee it's going to be worth it. And of course, gotta say it, if you're playing small, it means you're stuck. This is the Unstuck Podcast. I teach courses about getting unstuck. So I gotta say that if you are playing small or if you're doing any of the things I just talked about, it means you're stuck. So now we gotta get into why we are doing this. Why are you still playing small in your business and or in your life if you know that's not where you want to be, if you know there's more out there for you, if you actually do want to live your dreams? Why are you still here? And really, it's so simple. There's one simple explanation, and that is, you might already know this is coming. You ready? Fear. Fear, fear, fear. Again, something we talk about a lot here on Unstuck because it truly is the main thing keeping us stuck in all areas of our lives, and entrepreneurship is no different. Now, there are a lot of different possibilities as to what you're scared of and why you have this sense of fear that's stopping you in your tracks, that's keeping you in your comfort zone, in your own tiny little bubble where you're either not helping anyone or you're helping a few people or you're not making any income or you're making a little bit of income but not enough to support yourself and definitely not enough to live your dream life. If this is you, are you scared? I can almost guarantee the answer is a resounding yes. So what are you scared of? That's what we really need to get to. That's really the question here. With entrepreneurship and truly with life in general, there's so many different fears. Here's just a couple that may sound familiar to you. Fear of the unknown. What could happen that goes wrong? But then we think about that, but do we think about what could go right? So we are in that fear of the unknown and really the fear of things not going well, which means that also comes with the fear of failure. Fear of failure is so, so, so common in entrepreneurship. And, you know, I just got to put it out there. Yeah, there is the chance of failing when you do put yourself out there, when you do start a business or you pivot your business or you grow your business, whatever it is. We've talked about failure, but I believe that was episode 62. I'll link it in the show notes. If you haven't listened to that and you are an entrepreneur, go listen to that, because what actually comes out of failure is an opportunity. Failing is simply a learning opportunity. It shows you your next move that would be a success. We really can't have success without having failure. So we've got to get over being scared of that, because it's not a scary thing. It's actually a really wonderful thing. It's a great place to be, to where you can whittle away to find out what does work. Next, we have the fear of judgment. And I have to say, I almost feel like this just gets bigger and bigger and bigger every single day, the more that business is surrounded by the need to be out there in the world, in the vast world of social media, for instance. Really, any business you have, whether it is a brick and mortar right in your own small town, or you do want to have this worldwide online business experience, no matter what, social media is important. Is it everything? No. And if you want to learn how it doesn't have to be everything and really shouldn't be everything to your business, head into the Unstuck Entrepreneur, get on the wait list, because we talk about that. I just can't believe the amount of business coaches out there that center themselves around Instagram, which could literally go away tomorrow. But that's neither here nor there for this particular message today. But that fear of judgment, it just gets more and more prevalent, stronger and stronger, the more we expand into needing social media, the more we need to get out there, put ourselves out there, and have more eyes on us and what we do and what we stand for and our experience. And not only that, but how much vulnerability it takes to really tap into people and to really get people into your experience and to get them to know you and like you and trust you. We've got to put ourselves out there, which means it comes with a big, huge fear of judgment and a big, huge fear of criticism. There's so many trolls out there. There just are. They're not going away. That thing is, it's going to just get worse. But we let that stop us because we're so scared of people who don't even know us, have no idea anything about us. They read one thing and they are so unhappy in their own lives, so hurt in their own lives that they try to hurt other people. And we literally let that stop us from helping 1,000 more people. We let that one possible troll that knows nothing about us stop us from being able to help tons of people, because we are scared of being judged. We're scared of being criticized. It's tough. I'm not going to say it's not. It's not always the easiest experience, but is it worth it? 100%. Will you get people who are negative towards you? 100%. Should you let that stop you? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You have a bigger purpose here than that. But we do let that fear of being judged and let that fear of being criticized stop us as of now and keep us playing small. Keep us from not posting on Instagram, not sharing what we do, not teaching others, not starting an email list. We also have the fear of looking like a fool or stupid or dumb or whatever you want to call it. It usually comes from something, sometime in your past when you did make a mistake, or you were called stupid, or you were called dumb, or you felt dumb. You were called on in class and you didn't know the answer in like sixth grade. And now you still keep that, you still hold on to that story. So we have this fear that if we don't know every single thing about our area of expertise, that we're going to be called out for not knowing everything, for being dumb, for saying the wrong thing, for not knowing everything. We also kind of ties into that, which this all really comes under this umbrella of imposter syndrome. But we also have this fear of looking like a fraud, of, again, not knowing absolutely everything, of being sure that we're eventually going to get called out, that we don't know enough, or we're not as outgoing, or we're not as capable as our peers. So why even bother? All these stories that really are just coming from this fear of looking like a fool, being a fraud, those kinds of things. Then we also have that fear of not knowing enough, again, under this umbrella of imposter syndrome, like we have to know absolutely everything before we even take one client, which here's just a little bit of a spoiler. You're never going to know everything. There's no possible way, especially if you are in the wellness space. I think it's pretty obvious to everyone listening here who has any interest in wellness, even if it's just personal wellness, we can all see how quickly that industry, the information in that industry changes and grows and evolves and develops and completely goes from one idea and perspective to a completely opposite idea and perspective. I mean, we're all over the place. There's so much overall that nobody knows yet about the human body and about wellness that thinking you need to keep learning, you will be doing that for the rest of your life. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be a forever student. I am for sure. We all probably should be. That's part of that that growing and evolving and expanding. But using that as an excuse to not start your business, not grow your business, not change your business, whatever it is just a fear, just completely out of fear. It may also look like fear of instability, which really is that kind of fear of not making enough money, not being able to pay your bills, not having time for your family, just all these other things we have going on in our lives, not being able to support that is what I call this fear of instability. And that really does keep a lot of people in their quote unquote stable jobs, which I hope we're now seeing that no job is stable, especially after going through 2020 and seeing how many very stable jobs were lost in an instant and immediately became unstable. That's just proof that no job is stable. And in fact, there were quite a few entrepreneurs that have these quote unquote unstable scenarios that remain stable in this time of uncertainty. So I hope you can see that, but still understandable that this fear of instability would exist. But then we also can't look away from what Marianne Williamson said in that quote I read at the beginning, which is you also could completely unknowingly, and I see this a lot, have this fear of being great, have this fear of being a huge success, have this fear of making a lot of money, have this fear of being a super influential person. Yeah, we can have a fear of being great, of being successful. And that is something really to think about and to really look at. But no matter what your fear, and that was just a list of a few, there are, like I said, many, many more, probably unlimited amount of fears out there that you could be dealing with right now that's keeping you from expanding and growing your business. But no matter what that is actually doing is keeping you from making the impact that you really want to make in this world, keeping you from having your dream business. And what I mean by dream business is really a business that supports your dream life, a business that makes the amount of money you want to make to have financial freedom, to be able to buy what you wish and support charities you wish and expand your message to a greater portion of the world, but also creating this business that allows you to work as much as you want, as hard as you want, as often as you want, that allows you to have time for your family and your kids and to be a mom, whatever you need to do there, that allows you to travel if you want to travel, or allows you to take a week off every month if you want to take a week off every month because you need it for your sanity or for your health or healing. Just whatever it is that you want your business to provide for you, that you have the capacity to do that, that you truly understand that you can and will do that for yourself, but not if you don't get these fears out of the way, because right now they're keeping you from that. And one thing I see these fears really, how they really come into play and really keep people stuck is in these entrepreneurs that take course after course, program after program, coaching after coaching, and they learn how to get Instagram followers. They learn how to create an online course. They learn how to apply the perfect marketing strategy to their business. They learn all this practical, tangible stuff, but then they never do anything with it. Because you can learn every single quote unquote key to success. We're talking business coaching things, key to success, and never apply it, never squeeze anything out of it, and definitely never get back your investment from all of these opportunities you took because you haven't done that inner work. You still have those fears. You still have stories. You still have limiting beliefs. And they're not going anywhere no matter how much you learn about how to actually do business. And honestly, again, another reason why I started going in this direction and really wanted to expand my business to talk to entrepreneurs and about this topic is because I just have a major, major beef in this world of business coaching. Because so many coaches aren't teaching this. They're not teaching this. They are going only to that practical, tangible strategy of business. And only a small fraction of their clients are actually getting results because they haven't done this inner work first. They are going to continue to play small. They are going to continue to let their fears get in the way. And you teaching them how to create an online business or online course is not going to change that. And it drives me crazy. And, you know, if you are working with a coach that is teaching you entrepreneurship or business and they haven't really made you, basically forced you to do this work first, then I would definitely question their motives. I would definitely question what they really are seeking to gain from you as their client. Because if they really truly want you to succeed, they shouldn't be turning their back on this work, right? I think we can all agree about that. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. But I do want to, you know, my goal truly is to create entrepreneurs that are making an impact and building their dream business. That really is my passion and purpose here with the work I'm doing as an unstuck entrepreneur. And honestly, to show you, if you are someone in this space, that your struggle, your playing small, isn't going to go away and really has nothing to do with how pretty your Instagram feed is or how many people you have on your newsletter. That's not what matters here. What matters here is what's going on inside. So here we are doing this work on Unstuck. Let's get back to these fears. Sometimes you are actually very aware of these fears, but then other times they may not be so obvious to you. They may actually come in disguise. They could be actually behind what you're using as an excuse, like not having enough time, not having enough money to invest in your business, all these excuses we use to not grow, to stay small, to not make an impact, to not put ourselves out there. It may be hiding behind busy work. It may be hiding behind what I call procrastinating, where you just keep on going through course after course after course, getting more and more and more certifications and not actually doing anything with them. Procrastinating. It may be even behind working for free or undercharging, all these things. So there's a lot of, I go through 7 of them actually in the course, but there's a lot of these fear disguises. So keep that in mind too. Some, again, might come really obvious to you, but you also have to look at all these other little things you might be doing keeping you stuck and then really get involved with those and really see if you can pinpoint the fear that's coming along with that, that's being disguised or masked as perfectionism or procrastination or something like that. And if you've been listening to Unstuck for a while, then you know that fear that we're having about entrepreneurship or anything else in life is coming directly from your ego. That ego voice, that voice that speaks to your limiting beliefs, the voice that's keeping you in your safe, comfortable bubble, the one that doesn't want you to move out of your comfort zone, that actually prefers you just keep playing small. Because then that means that you can't get hurt. It means you can't get judged. It means you can't be homeless, maybe, if you're afraid of not making enough money to be able to pay your bills, whatever it may be. But it also means that you will never prove your limiting beliefs wrong. So whatever your brain has taken in over your entire lifetime to be true, even if it's not true, like perhaps you're not worthy of making a lot of money, you're not deserving of having a successful business, any of these stories that we have, your ego voice is there to continue to support those statements. And that fear is coming from those statements. So it just wants to make sure that those are continuing to be proven right, continuing to be the truth, even though they're not. But your ego doesn't know that. So we have to prove it wrong. And as we talked about last week in episode 64, your inner voice is there in the background letting you know that it's okay to expand, letting you know that you're safe to grow, you're safe to get out of your comfort zone, you're going to be okay. You are meant for more. You are meant to be living out your passion and purpose. And that really you should be living out this purpose and you should be continuing to expand. So your inner voice is there letting you know all that. And it is constantly guiding you towards that expansion and towards that dream business and dream life. But you're just not listening if you're continuing to stay stuck, if you're continuing to play small in your business. And it's so funny because, you know, at this point, we're only a few weeks into the first round of Unstuck Entrepreneur with the founding members. And already I feel like every question that they are having about their business, they're also finding the answer by using their intuition. It really makes it to where we have all gotten to the point where we know the answer. We know the answer is within us already. And my gosh, does that make running a business easy? Like just so much easier when you already know the answer is within. And as we continue to do this inner work and to get out of our own way so that we can hear that voice, then again, the easier it gets and the more we don't want to play small, the more it actually feels awful to play small and really step into our power knowing that we already have everything we need. Every decision has already been made as soon as we put out that question because our inner being knows the answer. So I think that's really interesting and it's just so nice. It's so nice to have that. It's so nice to also be able to see others find that and really make their growth so much easier on themselves. And it makes their success inevitable simply because of that power. All right. So how do we stop playing small and start doing what we're meant to do here? You know, I'm going to say it. I got to say it. It's all about awareness. It starts with awareness. And really with that awareness, it's also building awareness, you know, not only around these fears that we're talking about and these stories and the excuses and how all of this fear shows up for us, but it's also about the awareness that you do want more, that you are done playing small, that you are done getting in your own way, and that you have the ability to be something bigger and greater and truly tap into your higher potential. It also takes the ability to call yourself out It takes standing up to that ego voice. It takes really recognizing and realizing that those fears aren't real. And even more so, that not only are they not real, but that your passion, your purpose, your mission, your vision, your dream is stronger than what that little bit of fear is. And I know the fear is completely paralyzing. It can be, absolutely. It doesn't feel small when we are in that place. It kind of almost feels overwhelming and all-encompassing. But when we can call it out, when we can see it for what it really is, then we do have that ability to see that we can choose differently. It doesn't have to be this way. And that your passion is truly a lot bigger than that fear. So building that awareness around your fears and then doing the work to shift them, to see them for what they really are, to see that it's the ego playing its role in your business and that you have the power to move beyond that and to shift your perspective and to think differently and to believe differently. It's all within you. And one of the best tools is to find a statement. Every time you have that fear, simply reverse that statement into one that is rooted in love and passion and purpose and expansion and success. And at first, it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel false. It's not going to feel right. Like, for instance, let's say you have this fear of being judged. So I'm scared to put myself out there. I don't want to be judged. Turns into, by putting myself out there in a real and vulnerable way, I'm showing others that they can heal their body too, that they can trust me with their health, and I'm helping more people. Something as simple as that. Again, maybe you don't actually believe that right away. Maybe that does feel a little foreign because you still do have those limiting beliefs. So making that shift, it's not like these fears are going to magically disappear overnight, although maybe they will, and that would be great too. But more than likely, what's going to happen is they're still there. It does feel a little foreign or a little weird to say something like that because you don't actually believe it. And you still have that story that seems more true because that's what you believed for the past 20 years, for example. But you, no matter what, even if it feels a little weird to say that, you start creating the holes in that ego voice. You start kind of cracking it open a little bit and letting the truth come in and letting that inner voice come through a little deeper and a little clearer. And the more you do this, the more repetitive you can get with this. But first of all, the better it feels, the more true it feels, because you are literally reprogramming your brain to believe that over what you did believe, over that fear you did have. But also that ego voice starts fading. That old fear starts fading. The more and more cracks in the armor you create. So you keep choosing a different thought. You keep choosing a different thought. And then step by step, inch by inch, you prove those fears wrong over and over again. It gets to the point where you actually start taking action that is different than that fear. So you do put yourself out there. You do show your vulnerability. And yeah, it's scary. Doesn't feel great. But you have this new power because you know it's going to help someone else. And that's now taken over that fear. And then it just starts the cycle. The cycle keeps growing and growing and growing. It has a snowball effect to where it's like you put yourself out there and it was okay. You actually had some people say how much it helped. You didn't have any trolls come through. And it's like, okay, maybe I could do that again. Maybe I could do that again. Maybe I could do that again. And there we go. Snowball effect. And you are officially no longer playing small. How great is that? Love it so much. You guys are going to just feel so much better when you really do acknowledge those fears and just really see them for what they are. And your homework We have homework on every episode of Unstuck, but today I'm just going to make it simple. If this is something that you really see happening in yourself, and it's quite common, so please don't feel bad if this is you. It is part of the process of becoming an entrepreneur, really stepping into your power with that role that you have that comes with the territory. And if this is something that you want help with, if this is something that you want to do in a group of people who get you, then your only homework is to go sign up for that waitlist, seanminor.com/unstuckbiz, so that you can get in on this and actually get the help that you need so you can start making the impact that you're looking to make, so that you can start living the life you want to live, so you can make the income that you want, you can help the amount of people that you want, you can work the amount of hours you want, whatever it is, whatever it looks like for you. Right now you're limiting yourself, and you don't have to. It doesn't have to be this hard. It doesn't have to feel like a dream. It can be reality, and I will get you there. We'll do it together. SeanMinor.com/unstuckbiz. All right, everyone. Again, I hope that even if you are, I'm sure, I can guarantee that even if you're not an entrepreneur and have no desire to ever be, you still got some really good nuggets in that, because, hey, fear stops us in pretty much every area of our lives to some degree at some point. So I hope that you can still see how this entrepreneur world really, truly does apply to so many different aspects of life. And I hope you use those nuggets in your own situation and whatever you're currently feeling stuck in or feeling like you're playing small in. We got you covered here. All right, everybody. Until next time, take care.